Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. So, you know, the people at HBO, they send me an email every week with a preview of this week's Hard Knocks. And the preview this week is just fantastic. It's what you would expect from an entirely enthusiastic guy, an entirely energetic Colt. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling for Tuesday, December 7th, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. MyBookie. You can bet anything, anywhere, anytime, and if you use the promo code Kent Sterling, they're going to match your initial deposit up to $250. Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts, the Indiana Pacers, who, according to The Athletic, are embarking on a rebuild. It's overdue. Also, the Butler Bulldogs, and we may have a special guest to talk about sportsmanship coming up toward the end of this fine broadcast. All right, in Hard Knocks, they show Darius Leonard with Kenny Moore. Darius Leonard shaking his head. It's like, Kenny, we got to get a shutout. Got to get a shutout, Kenny. The last time the Colts shut anybody out was 2018. Darius was a rookie. The last time they did it on the road was 1992. Rick Venturi, the August Rick Venturi, who is now the radio analyst for the Indianapolis Colts, was a defensive coordinator back in 1992. It was a long time. It was 29 years ago that the Colts last did this, and Darius called his shot. Speaking of Kenny Moore, it's been announced, is the nominee from the Indianapolis Colts for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. Nobody in the NFL deserves it more. Kenny Moore, what he does in the community and what he does with his level of celebrity in Indianapolis and for the good of people in Indianapolis is really unique. He deserves that award, and he deserves to be a Pro Bowler this year. I can't believe he hadn't been to the Pro Bowl yet. He is the best nickel cornerback in the NFL, and he's going to have to be that coming up in 12 days, 11 days. When the Colts take on the Patriots, huge game at Lucas Oil Stadium. Colts win. They are in the catbird seat, my friends, where it comes to a playoff berth. If they lose, there's still about a coin flip to go to the playoffs. They need to win that game. Last night, the Patriots won, throwing the ball three times. Three passes. What is this, 1942? What are we doing? What kind of football is this? My God. At any rate, great stuff on Hard Knocks this week. Kenny Moore should be the Walter Payton Man of the Year in the NFL. And we'll see what happens a week from Saturday night. Should be a spectacular day in Central Indiana. The Crossroads Classic going to be played at noon and 2:30. Of course, that's the in-state roundup. You've got Butler taking on Purdue. You've got Indiana taking on Notre Dame. And then you walk around for a while, and I think you'll find a place to sit in downtown Indianapolis, one of the establishments downtown. And then you walk over to Lucas Oil Stadium, and you see some football and enjoy yourself. It's going to be a great weekend of sports and a terrific day of sports in Indianapolis. All right, let's talk about the Indiana Pacers. Bob Kravitz, Shem Charania, they made some news today at The Athletic talking about the Indiana Pacers and how Kevin Pritchard is embarking on a rebuild. The only person off limits is Malcolm Brogdon, because Brogdon signed an extension before this season that ties him to the franchise contractually through 2025. He can't be traded this year. But Domas Sabonis could be traded. Miles Turner could be traded. Caris LeVert could be traded. All of them could be traded. Pritchard, this is a two-pronged attack. Number one, you got to get something young back, right? Either in draft equity or young players, and build around this nucleus they have of youth And they really have those three guys who are going to draw any kind of interest from NBA franchises in terms of trade value coming back, right? I mean, what are you going to get? God bless T.J. McConnell. What are you going to get for T.J.? You know, he had surgery today successfully to repair some tendons in his thumb. Hopefully, he gets back on the court quickly because he's the one guy on this team that's fun to watch. This team, here's the reason for the rebuild, right? Number one, they're stuck in this kind of nether region of mediocrity, and they have been for almost ever, right? It's been a long time since the Pacers have been relevant enough to care about. Even people in Indianapolis, last in attendance in the NBA. That isn't good. I don't care if the Cambridge Fieldhouse is undergoing renovations or not. This thing is unwatchable right now. You watch that team play, there is no passion, there's no vibe, there's no energy. You watch and you think, what the hell am I doing? Why am I investing my time in this product? That's not what Kevin Pritchard or Rick Fusen or Herb Simon or Chad Buchanan or any of the big brains down with the Indiana Pacers wants, right? And it doesn't bother them to have yo-yos like me point it out because they know it's true. If I'm lying, I'm dying. And they know that. The Pacers are really, really hard to watch. So LeVert, I like Caris LeVert. And I don't know what you can get back for him. Because Caris LeVert has an injury history. He's missed games this season. Seems to be rounding back into form. That's a good thing. I like him when he's on the floor. Good mid-range game. He can create separation. And he can knock down 12-footers. He can knock down the teardrops. Nice offensive player. And not a terrible defensive player. I like Domas Sabonis. Domas, where are you going to replace 18 and 12? Isaiah Jackson is not ready to be an 18 and 12 guy. Now, in replacing Caris LeVert, is Chris Duarte capable of putting up LeVert-type numbers offensively and then on the defensive end doing heavy lifting? Yes, I think that he is. He is terrific. He's 24, I know. He's an old man rookie. But damn, does that guy look good, right? So the Pacers, Miles Turner's got to go. Miles Turner's clunky in terms of athleticism, shooting the basketball. He's okay. Protecting the rim, he's fine. That's why he's going to generate value. Need to generate value with Miles Turner. And get that value and plug and play. And let's go. Let's turn this thing into something that we can get enthusiastic about around here. Kind of a basketball version of the Colts, right? We can get enthusiastic about the Indianapolis Colts. Let's get enthusiastic about the Indiana Pacers. I miss the days when we were really enthusiastic. When you went downtown to a game and you thought, hell, this is going to be an event. When was the last time that happened with the Pacers? Butler. Oklahoma, tonight, 9 o'clock on ESPN2. Butler, a 10.5-point dog. Can Butler play in the Big East? That's a legit question. Can they play in the Big East? I don't know. Are they what DePaul is to Chicago? Is that what Butler is to Indianapolis? They got to figure out a way to be competitive in these games. We're going to find out tonight. Indiana, Wisconsin, coming up tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on BTN. Indiana, according to ESPN, a 30.2% chance to win. So what are you going to do? I want to talk about sportsmanship in just a second. But first, this is how we drive the wife crazy, all right? She went to Bishop Knoll High School. So we get these mailers from Bishop Knoll periodically. And when they were trying to figure out how to contact the great Julie, they sent like a business reply thing. And so I filled it out. And you can see there, Mr. and Mrs. Hercules Sterling. That's right. I listed my name as Hercules on the mailer. And so Julie gets all her correspondence from her high school to Mr. and Mrs. Hercules Sterling. Want to remind you, holidays are coming up. Copy of Oops. Rave reviews everywhere. This is, I live my life this way. Continue to. and we learned from it. Oops, The Art of Learning from Mistakes and Adventures, available at Amazon.com as well as Audible. You get the Audible, that's an audiobook that I voice. Now I want to bring in the great Julie, who just got home from work. Julie, how are you?
Good. Hello.
Hey, give you a big kiss on the temple. So we were talking this morning. I was talking about what happened in Iowa with a handshake line. Kids going through the handshake line. A kid in Iowa punches another kid in the stomach, then hits him in the head. He gets a concussion.
Yes.
Kid goes to the hospital. The other kid is arrested, a felony count of assault. Handshake lines, I have long been against. Where do you stand on handshake lines?
Not a fan.
You're not a fan. Why aren't you a fan?
Say good game, have a good game before the game starts.
And
then
how about...
Your emotions are not so high then, you know?
Because right.
It can be very, you know, you have stressful games. Can cause for, you know, stressful actions.
And immediately afterward.
Right.
To have... So our son played basketball at Cathedral High School and then went to Loyola of Chicago and played basketball. And while he was at Cathedral, he's in a handshake line. And what happened against Arlington?
Yeah, Tyke Cockerham got punched right in the face, right? Right
yep.
In the face, yeah.
And so there's a riot.
Yes.
Right? Scott Hicks, who's the coach at Cathedral at the time, sends Ryan into the riot.
Yes.
And I think, well, this is odd. This is not normal behavior from Ryan. And they sent him in. He said, go get our players out of there.
Yep.
Told Ryan. Ryan weighed 155 pounds. He wasn't getting anybody out of anything. But we've seen it firsthand.
We had an incident
in high school.
High school. Yep.
Did you?
Kathy Angus, our teammate, pops a girl right in the face. Cops came, sent everyone to their lockers. It was bedlam. It was bad.
How about a cushion? Like after the game, Heritage Christian always did something that I liked that actually our son didn't much care for. But they would have like hot dogs upstairs.
Right.
Maybe everybody showered. And then once calmer heads prevailed, they all went upstairs and they had some hot dogs.
Right.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Nobody got in fights up there.
Well,
give kids a little bit of a buffer to calm down.
Yeah.
And then experience some sportsmanship.
Yeah. I mean, you can always just let the kids who want to go talk to friends or, you know.
It doesn't need to be orchestrated.
No, let people just decide when they want to shake hands. Can we just agree upon that? Okay.
Mrs. Hercules Sterling, have a wonderful time fixing your fricassee for dinner. So there you go. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about an elimination of sportsmanship. What we're talking about is a delaying of sportsmanship and not having it pre-programmed to kids where they just go, good game, good game, good game, good game, good game, and they aren't even thinking about what they're saying. Have them give some thought. And colleges, you know, you go to your locker room, you come back out. When Ryan played at Loyola and Zach Hahn and Matt Howard played at Butler, they'd see each other twice a year. And after the game, guys get showered. While you're waiting, the other team's waiting on the bus. Those guys would stand around and talk for a while and commiserate and reconnect. That works. Everybody line up. Shake hands. That doesn't work. You can't mandate sportsmanship. You can teach it. You can encourage it. But mandating it does no good whatsoever. All right, tomorrow morning, and by the way, yeah, Miles Turner's got to go. I keep Domas. Domas, what is he, 25? He's under contract through 24? I don't think he minds living here. Where are you going to go get an all-star? Have him, Isaiah Jackson, Chris Duarte, as the kind of nucleus of the team. If TJ Warren never comes back, that's okay. We aren't even sure at this point that he's ever going to play again. So, whether he plays this year or not is certainly in doubt. Tomorrow, Breakfast with Kent. I cannot wait to talk to you then. So, there you go. Get Moses Moody in a trade. That wouldn't be bad. That wouldn't be bad. I'm not arguing with it. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. And again, want to remind you, not only oops, but hit subscribe, hit like, ring the bell. Let's go. Go to audible.com, get the audiobook. It was recorded with love.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.